It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, Wendy Dio. Great to have you back. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. Today, we're here to talk about the Ronnie James Dio autobiography, Rainbow in the Dark, which is out now. And Wendy, the manuscript for the book was unfinished when Ronnie passed away. What was most challenging about completing the book without his input?
I think getting the right time and actually getting down to doing it, you know. I kept saying I was going to finish it, And then Mick Wall, a journalist from UK who knew us very well, was a very good friend of Ronnie's and knew a lot about Ronnie's history, was nagging me. He said, Wendy, it's the time. Let's do it. And I said, okay, it's the time. So we spent about a year getting things together. Ronnie had left a bunch of scribbled notes when he was sick and on some on his computer and things, the things he wanted to talk about that he had written down, and also wanted it to continue on in Ronnie's own words. So we went into archives and found a bunch of interviews that he'd done around that time, so we knew what he was talking about and where he was coming from. And so we kind of pieced it all together with the notes that he had left in the interviews, and that's how it came to completion.
Wendy Dio with us on the show this week. Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, Rainbow in the Dark, is out now. Wendy's going to be with us tonight. Right now, new music from Light the Torch and their latest record, You Will Be the Death of Me. More Than Dreaming. It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio on the show with us this week. Again, Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, Rainbow in the Dark, is out now. And Wendy, autobiographies tend to be either warts and all or scrubbed clean. When Ronnie began writing the manuscript, what was his mindset about how he wanted to tell his story?
I think he just wanted to tell his story about how he wasn't a success overnight and all the things that, you know, you have to go through in life to get where you want to be. You know, all the different things he did. I mean, all the things like he would, when he was trying to get someone to look at his demo tapes and everything, even before Elf, he would take the 250-mile trip from upstate New York to New York City and walk around and try to get someone to listen to his demos. And he always saw the Madison Square Gardens up there, and he always thought maybe one day I could play there. And that was his ultimate dream, to play Madison Square Gardens, which he did. And I think his message was to, you know, always follow your dreams and never give up.
Rainbow in the Dark, Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, is out now. Wendy Dio with us. Quick break. Up next, Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, plus music from Trivium, Angel Witch, and more with Wendy. It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio with us, talking about Rainbow in the Dark, Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, which is out now. And anyone who met Ronnie knows he was an excellent conversationalist. Why is it important that this book feels like Ronnie's actually chatting with the reader?
Well, that's what we wanted to get across, to make sure it was still in Ronnie's voice and he was still talking. He wrote up until almost the end of Rainbow. And so we wanted it, as I said, to continue in his own voice so that it came across that Ronnie was still speaking to everybody. And I hope we accomplished that by, you know, his notes and his interviews and stuff that we put together. And then I chimed in at things that I remembered going on at that time.
Rainbow in the Dark, Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, is out now. Wendy Dio with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Slayer, Exodus, and more with Wendy Dio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio with us on the show this week. Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, Rainbow in the Dark, is out now. And Wendy, let's talk about the Dio hologram for a moment. It's been put on hold, but now there are plans to instead develop a live performance centered around film footage. Why is it important to you that there be some sort of performance vehicle to actively present Ronnie?
Just to keep his music and his legend alive. I think the fans still want to see things from people that had not seen Ronnie. And I just think it's something that the band wants to continue on giving tribute to Ronnie. And they're all the band members that played with Ronnie. And, you know, they always want to continue the tribute to Ronnie and to keep his music alive. And young kids, you know, there's a lot of live young bands right now playing his music, which is fabulous, keeping his music alive.
Wendy Dio with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Ronnie James Dio autobiography, Rainbow in the Dark, is out now. Up next, new music from Iron Maiden. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio with us. We're talking about Ronnie James Dio's autobiography. And Wendy, Ronnie was fortunate to have worked with numerous musicians who were just as notable as himself. Who else would Ronnie have liked to collaborate with?
He always wanted to do a duet with Chrissie Hynde.
Did you guys ever discuss it? Was it ever even like remotely close?
No, it was something that he always thought would be great, and he always wanted to do it, but it was never the right time. And Ronnie was always touring or writing or doing something else, you know, and he always put his all into whatever project he was doing at the time. He wasn't good at juggling too many things at one time. He used to always put all of his effort into touring and the stage show, or into writing, or into performing, or into recording. And so, you know, I mean, he had dreams of producing other bands and things like that, but there was never enough time. He always thought that would be something down the road.
Rainbow in the Dark, Ronnie James Dio's autobiography, is out now. Wendy Dio with us. Is there anything else coming up and, you know, going into the rest of the year and going into next year? Any plans that you can let us know about?
Well, we do have a documentary coming out next year, which I'm very excited about. I'm going to see the first cut of it next week. We have the band touring in March. They will go out with our new special effects that we've been working on. And we've got some re-releases coming out. I'm in the vault right now with Ronnie's engineer, Wynn Davis, looking at stuff and seeing if there's any unreleased material that will be good enough to put out as bonus with the stuff. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. And of course, my charity, hopefully we'll be able to do the ride for Ronnie and the bowl for Ronnie next year, which we haven't been able to do. But there's a lot of plans. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of work ahead of us.
Very exciting. Sounds like a lot of exciting stuff. Looking forward to all of it. And Wendy, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
And thank you so much for your support. And thank you all the fans out there in LA. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Music from Exodus and more after this.